Afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 63 degrees. KSL's top story, the Salt Lake City School District is switching up how they explain the new bathroom law to kids after some parents planned a protest.
Parents at Emerson Elementary were told their students would receive a presentation Friday morning about how starting May 1st, bathrooms should only be used by people assigned that gender at birth. Some parents planned a dance party protest at the time of the presentation, but both ended up not happening. Kristen Kinjo, parent of a fourth grader, says they got an email early this morning that the presentations were canceled.
The principal did follow up with me today and said that the district is working with the legislature to clarify implementation of the new law, so that's why they're holding off.
The district told KSL News Radio yesterday they felt it was their duty to inform all students, but today they say they'll just talk to the students impacted one-on-one. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The decision to reinstate the Redmen team name at Cedar High School will no longer be up for a vote this fall. The Iron County School District Board has decided to put the proposal on the ballot after seeing support to bring the mascot back. But the district's legal counsel shut down the idea, telling administrators the decision does not belong to the public. Kevin Bacon is back in Payson tomorrow, and students at Payson High were getting hyped up today. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera was there checking out all the action.
As leaders of the student body gathered and choir singers started to warm up, I asked choir teacher Marilyn Morgan what this meant to her and her students.
This has created such a school community. It's brought everybody together. This might be one of the last times that the choir sings the national anthem together as school's coming to a close. So we're all feeling a little bit sad, saying goodbye to our dear friends, our seniors that are graduating.
After they sang the national anthem, the activities ranged from a basketball shootout to a game of footloose musical chairs, leading up to crowning their junior and senior prom royalty. There's no doubt the energy ahead of Kevin Bacon's arrival tomorrow was in the air. Reporting from Payson High, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
This weekend is the last chance to hit the slopes at a lot of Utah resorts.
Despite still having several feet of base snow, Alta, Deer Valley, and Park City Mountain will all be closing their resorts this Sunday or Monday. Ski Utah reports that the only resorts that are planning to stay open through May are Solitude, Snowbird, and Bryanhead. Woodward Park City has yet to announce its closing date for the season, but currently has a base of just 35 inches. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Utah's snowpack is plenty big, and our reservoirs are okay, but it's been drier than normal this month. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says this isn't a huge deal right now, but
if we go another month way below normal, then we're talking about soil moisture. We may see a little bit more than we'd like to see. We may see a little bit more of our snowpack runoff soak into the soil instead of make it to the reservoir.
So far in April, we've only received about 15% of the normal rainfall totals for the month. Five teenagers were shot during their senior skip day. This happened in Maryland. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, hundreds of kids were taking part in a water fight at the senior celebration in the Washington suburb when the shots rang out. The victims, between the ages of 16 and 18, one of them is in critical condition. Chief Richard Bowers calls the shooting maddening.
This is a horrible, tragic, senseless act that happened today. There's absolutely no reason that this occurred.
Police believe the shooter slipped away in the chaos. The U.S. House takes a major step in approving foreign aid to Ukraine and Israel. Democrats coming to the aid of House Speaker Mike Johnson to advance the bills. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's time to act in the national security interest of the nation.
We could let them simply crash and burn. But when we say we're going to continue to put people over politics, we actually mean it.
The White House says President Biden strongly supports the four foreign aid bills that are under debate. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president spoke with leaders in Congress about them.
It's not just about Ukraine and Israel. It's also about our own national security, which is why it's important that we step in.
The bills are expected to include the TikTok ban and other measures intended to attract conservative votes. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah's monthly jobs report is out. Jaron Mendenhall of the Department of Workforce Services told Utah's Morning News, on average, we're doing better than the rest of the country.
Utah has now done 35 consecutive months of unemployment below 3%. So the unemployment here in Utah is at 2.8%. That's a full percentage point below the national rate of 3.8%.
Our job growth is also above average. It's at 2.1%. Compared with the national average of 3.9%. KSL News Time, 4:35. So the early rush began around 3 o'clock. Let's take a look right now. Ricky Meese is here with a first look.
Well, we still have solid delays on I-15 in Salt Lake and in Utah County. And if you're traveling southbound on Legacy, we still have a little bit of backup that remains in Centerville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I